Fun, learn, return, baby. This episode's title is perhaps a misnomer. For one thing, minor hockey coaches aren't really either process or outcomes coaches. Coaching is not, as they say, a binary position. For another, my guest, Dean Holden, makes some pretty astute observations about the subject, yet holds firmly to his mantra, fun, learn, return. He adds the baby for exclamatory effect. I'm Richard Berkeson, and you're listening to Grassroots, the Minor Hockey Show podcast. Aside from his being a good friend, Dean is one of the most interesting people I know, both in and out of hockey. We first met in Calgary some years ago when Hockey Canada was rolling out the High Performance Evaluation Program. We've regularly kept in touch, and when I was lining up presenters for a weekend coaching seminar 2 years ago, he was a lock for an invitation. Coaches raved about his talks and the impact of his message long after the conference. A former junior player, he's currently completing a PhD in coaching from Cardiff University. To that end, he returned in March from Romania, where he was coaching and mentoring as part of his program requirements. He holds an MEd in coaching from University of Victoria and has spent time coaching junior and with Canada's national team, as well as the Korean national program. But he's also well-versed in the minor hockey world, where he's coached from the littlest kids to the older ones, which means his perspective is both broad and deep. He calls himself a critical thinker and problem solver. In Dean's parlance, great coaches teach people how to think, not what to think. As you will hear, there is no better person to discuss this show's topic. Okay, Dean, we're on the air. We're going to be talking about the process versus outcome coach, because I know this is something that is near and dear to your heart, and it is mine too, but you're the guest, and I will wax eloquent later based on what you have to say. So what would you say is your definition of a process coach versus an outcome coach? And remember, we are talking about minor hockey here.
Yeah, I know, and it's good to put things into context. And thanks, Richard. I always enjoy these conversations. As I think about it, I want people to consider not to consider these two things as mutually exclusive. And I think it's an easy way to look at this more effectively. A lot of people make a mistake of saying, well, you have to be one or you have to be the other and you have to choose. So I don't think they are mutually exclusive. I think they're joined together on a continuum. And how I like to explain this to people is if you think of a old school knob in your car or a dial on the radio, and at one end you get no sound, at the other end you get full blast volume. If you were to look at process and outcome similarly, you could say if it's dialed to the left more, it's maybe more favoring, you know, process. If you dial it all the way to the right or the other way, you're more favoring outcome. So I think how I look at it and how I think other people should look at it is using that dial analogy. Because I think they're interrelated. So when you look at the definition of process, it really says it's a series of steps taken to achieve a certain ending or a specific end. And to me, when you have specific steps to take, that leads me to believe that you would have a plan. And how you go about that plan, the journey along the way, is the thing that's controllable. Coaches tend to be planners more so than not. So when you can plan, you can start to control that journey. And I think that any coach needs to ask themselves, where do they lay on that continuum or along that dial and with time? Are you going to put the process more emphasis on that at this time, or are you going to dial it down and put more toward outcome? And I think it really, it's going to, you know, come back, and it's going to depend on the coach and the situation and the participants.